done both the Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah and the Yad HaChazaka Perek Dalet of Ilchos Chametz U'Matzah, that the Rambam clearly does not believe that you could violate Bali Ra'ah without Bali Matzah, or vice versa, against the suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah. But the Rambam does believe that there's a trigger mechanism. You can be chayiv for Bali Matzah without, in a circumstance in which it wouldn't be Bali Ra'ah, because it's Eino Nira, or it's a pikadon, so it's not l'cha, but once you hit one, you automatically trigger the other as well. The other hayara that we were making is that the issue of makas mardus is because really, you're getting off on a technicality, that there's no malkos, because it is considered a mekayim chametz u'pesach, so there's no technical maisa, so we're not going to give you malkos, and you know, malkos daraisa, but makas mardus here is for in a double avera, Daraisa. So now let's get into the issue of Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach. Okay, Yenison, why don't you do the honors for us? This is the 14th source. Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach, Asar.
Sorry, I just need to unmute myself. Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach, Asar B'hanaya Lo'ilu. There is a K'nasu M'divei Seferim, it's a Darabanon. B'she'avar Alvaya Lo'ilu Matzei, Asar Ruhu.
Okay, so excellent. So this is a very unusual knas, because what's the normal metzias of a knas, Yenison? When do we normally give people a knas?
When they're willingly violating either some sort of mitzvah, either deraisa or derabanan, and we want to discourage them from doing that.
Exactly, you want to smack the guy, so you want to give the guy a zetz. So you say, you know, shlo yechote niskar, a person's going to do a malach on Shabbos, so you can't benefit after Shabbos. It's ma'isa Shabbos, but that's a very good example, because to whom does that knas apply?
Immediately.
What's that? To the avarian, exactly, but doesn't apply to the olam. So Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach is a fascinating knas because it applies bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. The Rambam thinks it applies the situation of onus as well, and it's aser b'hanaya l'olam forever. So this is a reflection of the chumras avera bali ra'ah bali matzeh. Now Ephraim, you know that I've argued strenuously that bali ra'ah bali matzeh, the shitas haRambam, is not a gzeirah d'oraisa. So this is a pretty good example of why that would be true. If it's a gzeirah d'oraisa against achilas chametz, does it make sense to have a separate knas of Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach? Or Bali Ra'ah Bali Matzeh?
No.
I don't think so at all. And especially this super double-charged knas of where even if you're not the Avaria, and it's Aser B'Hanaya, not just like Bichtei She'yasu, but La'ola. Right? So by the way, people accepted this sheet of Reb Shimon, but they held the Rambam, this is the Ramban's issue, they held the Rambam's feet to the fire in terms of Chametz Kodem Zmano, right? Because they say, how can you be Mechalik between Kodem Zmano and La'achar Zmano? Okay, fine. So that's good in terms of Chametz. Yeah, go ahead.
Does this Chametz still have the same dinim as the Knas by Mamnus or other Knasim, where if you would do I think it's to shoot, I don't know exactly, but you could be Putter from the Knas if you regretted what you...
No, right, so here it's different. Very good. That's what exactly I was trying to say, is that here, even if it's b'shogeg, we know, nobody thinks that you did it on purpose. You forgot.
So this isn't a knas in
moments. No, it's a very unusual knas. Let's say, remember that machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Papa about Shor Tam, why it's chatzi nezek? So one of the shitos is it's mamon. Really, you're chayev, but it will be nice to you. You didn't expect it. Your shor had a bad day, whatever it is. So instead of paying the nezek shalem, we'll let you off. The other day is, really, you shouldn't have to pay anything because who would have ever thought this would happen? But it's a knas because a person should always be careful. Taisa says, and daf chazayin amud beis, a person has to be even more careful that he's not mazik acherim, then he shouldn't be damaged himself. Shelo yuzak. We've quoted that many times. In the context of a coronavirus, it's a terrible thing for a person to play loosey-goosey with his own life, but to risk infecting other people, that's even worse. That's what the Tosfos says, right? The person has to be more careful about shelo yazik, misha lo yuzak, is his language. Okay. okay, so let's go a little bit further here. So the Magen Mishnah is a fascinating he'ara, very, very big chiddush. Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach. Do you mind? B'chol sha'a.
All right. B'chol sha'a mishna chomei shal nachri. Shabar lo pesach. Mutter b'hanok shal yisrael also ra'an na. Shneimar leir chal lachal chomeitz. V'kim na lo b'gmar b'krib shimin. Devar tayra mutter knas al kantinan leir. That's really medrash that's mutter, but it's a knath rabbanan. Shum d'abar ala mishum ba'al yoreg ba'y motzei. V'vayar b'hel halachis. Because Rabbeinu, v'afilu hanichu b'shkaga, oi ba'aynis. Remember the avar la lav davka el roi la avar la afuki chometz dinachri the davka. Chem pirshu zal b'machnachu v'nomad midini stral shehirin chometzay v'etzol nachri v'hinitzker pekri.
It's an amazing thing. So the Magid Mishnah wants me to daik the following thing in the Rambam. He thinks there's a little bit of a stira here in the Rambam. Mibnei shavra bai raba yimatzi asru afilu inicho b'shkaga o ba'ones. So what's the diak of the Magen Mishnah? Ilan, so he says, once the Rambam uses the term ba'ones, so that really means that there actually was no, this is what the Magen Mishnah thinks, is debatable, thinks that once the Rambam uses the term ba'ones, that means that you don't actually have to even,
in order to be subject to the knas.
Right, exactly. That's an amazing thing. So that is a very fascinating point, okay? Because normally if somebody did bonus, well, the obvious case of onus, somebody doesn't know anything about, as a Jew, doesn't know anything. A lot of Jews that, you know, think that Pesach means that I should have a piece of matzah. No, I'm not supposed to eat a bagel. It's not show cake. So, question is, well, what do you make of that? Actually, Rav Schechter addressed this not that long ago. There's certain achronim who are actually make in such a situation for a tinok shenishba. But the Magid Mishnah here is saying that no. If you look at the Rambam doesn't really think there needs to be a violation of Bayirah Bayimatze, or any awareness of the violation of Bayirah Bayimatze. Because he uses the term ba'ones. So it's just lafuke chametz shel nachri. That any chametz which is ra'oi le'bal yirah ba'al yimatzeh. This expands the scope of the knas pretty dramatically. Because it's not a knas for violating ba'al yirah ba'al yimatzeh even. According to the Magid Mishnah's reading. It's a debatable point. Yeah, Ilan, please, go ahead.
No, like, why would it be even if the person is ones then?
Right, so again, like, you know, normally knas doesn't apply b'shogeg. So it's like this is I think a great raya to the idea, and we'll try to bring a raya in a second, that Bayra Baimatsi, it's not Xer Daraisa, it's a reflection of the fact that this is Isr Chavtza. So this is so stigmatized, this chametz, it's so stigmatized that it has not just an Isr Achila, but an Isr Karis, not just an Isr Achila, but an Isr Hanoah, not just an Isr Hanoah, but an Isr Shehiyah, not just a regular Isr Shehiyah, but a double Isr Shehiyah, right? It defines its tarovus, separate chalos shem iser. So once you accept that idea, so that like we can never destigmatize this chametz. So it's almost like knas is a misnomer here. Knas we normally think about as a penalty. But if you read the words of the Rambam very carefully, right, the Rambam says, it's another diuk. Kidei shelo yaniach adam chametz b'rishusa v'pesach, kidei sheyahane bo achar ha-pesach. What's the nature of this knas, so to speak? Is that we don't want people to leave chametz in their possession on Pesach. Had I written this line in the Rambam, I would have said, so that they could do what with it after Pesach? This gets to Elon's question.
Eat it?
What did the Rambam say? It's not even about... Exactly. It's unfathomable that you'd even eat it. But to try to even benefit from it, that's the nature of the knas. So you have to expunge this, tashbisu. Totally destroy it. And so it's a product of it being a chafza di sura. And we just can't undo that. And that's why... Again, even if there's no intent to violate, and arguably, here's the diak of the Magen Mishnah, maybe there's not even a violation. Because sometimes ones is that there's a maisa avera, but ones rachmana patre. It's not like shogeg where you need to bring a korban chatas, or whatever. And sometimes ones means that we don't even perceive an avera here. That's goofy, the difference between shokik and ones. That's how the Magid Mishnah understood. Okay.
What are the parameters of like Rai Labai or Rabbi Matze?
Jew. It's just Chametz Shal Yisrael. Be the most assimilated Jew in the world. That's Rai to Bali Rabbi Matze. It could very well be that the Magid Mishnah would say he doesn't think there's any Maisa Avera. Because this guy, it just doesn't even know what Bali Rabbi Matze is. There's no idea. Now, maybe a riot to support my answer to Ilan's question. So the question is, where does this apply? This, like, super unusual knas. Okay, so Yenison, next halacha. This is Aleph Hay, it just goes together.
Only the chametz itself in its purest form.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty good. So, you know, like you might have said, look, if the knas is already so chamor that it applies afilu b'shogeg, afilu b'ones, even if it wasn't you who violated, but chametz shel Yisrael acher, so you would expand it to tarovas chametz. So lechora, the Rambam says, chametz, which is so aser, right? And it's aser becholshu, bebe mino, bein shelo bemino, again, because that's based on the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that's only true when you're dealing with the chafts of chametz. But if there's a different chalos, it doesn't have a chaloshim chametz. It's chaloshim tarovas chametz. The knas doesn't apply. That's an amazing thing. And the knas doesn't apply even at the level of muteres be'achil alachar pesach. So, not that we would have ever had such a hava, I mean, it would have been reflect well on us. But just in case you thought it was whatever, you know, just the lefum riata that the Rambam wrote before, kidei sheyahane mimenu achar Pesach, here he makes it clear that no, he was choosing his words very carefully. Even if a person never fathomed eating this chametz after Pesach, but just wanted to transact it, whatever, after Pesach, that's when the knas would apply. So here the Rambam says, no, if it was tarovas chametz, if it mixed in, so then the whole knas, the din of Reb Shimon of chametz over Pesach doesn't apply. Because it's not a chafts of chametz, it's a chafts of tarovas chametz. Tarovas chametz is a different chalos, and we know that. The Rambam thinks it's aser, based on a separate pasuk of kol machmetzes, lo socheilo. Okay.